Well, the swim is going to be a 4K swim for us, so hopefully around 50 minutes or so, possibly. And then a much longer bike, an 80-mile bike, and then a 17 to 18-mile run, one after the other.
Clearly, you know, if you're an elite athlete in any one given sport, the amount of time you have to give over to that is extraordinary, really. I mean, you pretty much and your teammates here have got to be elite athletes in three different sports. You're a teacher here at Bishop School. How do you fit it all in?
A lot of organisation and good planning, I think. And like we've said earlier, just taking things easy and realising that if you miss a session, it's not the end of the world. To try and keep a structured session, I will plan my weekly training and I'll have key sessions within that I want to do. And the others are sort of bonus sessions if I've got the time. I do a lot of strength training. I maybe have a different tactic than other athletes do in triathlon. Because I've come back from ME, I've approach my training slightly differently. I don't put in lots and lots of mileage now. I do a lot more strength-based work and work in the gym or at circuit training sessions. And occasionally I'll go out, maybe one in every 3 weeks I'll do a long ride, and then one in every 3 weeks I'll do a long run. So I'm maybe not racking up the miles that everyone else is, but for me, I've had that base training already, and a lot of it for me is my mental battle. And knowing that I want it drags me through that race, but it is very time-consuming. And for us, it's a social thing. I mean, that's why we all get together and train together, because that's our social aspect as well.
Tell us about the course of Victoria. I know you haven't actually competed on this course before, but some of your teammates have, so no doubt you've been picking their brains.
I have indeed. I've heard that it's fairly flat, which I'm quite delighted with. It shouldn't be too hilly. The swim is in a lake which is absolutely crystal clear and beautiful. And the bike itself is a fast, flat course, so we'll be doing a lot of time trial practice over here for that 50-mile time trials and 100-mile time trials. And then the run is a lap to run, which is quite good for us because it means we can pace things quite well. And again, it's fairly flat and through the town, so we'll get quite a lot of support and cheering. My biggest worry is the temperature, actually, and the heat, and how we'll deal with that.
It says something about Hereford Triathlon Club, but you've got four people going to this.
Yes, we have. We're slowly and quietly taking over the GB team, I think. We work quite well together and we encourage each other, and it's quite a friendly club, and it's grown in size over the past couple of years. And I think it's because we invite everyone to come and train with us, and we don't mind what level they're at, and we'll support them whatever their triathlon experience and whatever their goals are.
Final point for this. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these athletes, and I know Nikki very well, as you know, I'm sure she beats herself up if she doesn't have a particularly good day.
Absolutely.
Given that you've been through everything you've been through in terms of your health, and at the end of the day, if it doesn't quite go as you would like it to, can you stand back perhaps better than some, if you like, and think, I'm still doing triathlon?
I do, absolutely. There are moments where I still think, oh, I could have run that harder and I should have done this and I should have done that. And then I do tend to take a step back and reflect on it and think, well, at the end of the day, at least I'm doing it again. And that's what I tell myself when I'm in races, to try and relax and calm down and focus on exactly what I'm doing at the time rather than thinking about what I should have done and what I could have done. It's a very good way to be quite honest with yourself and have that self-reflection and be able to say, you know, I've made it this far and I have achieved this, and work out what it is that you have done in a positive way rather than being negative about things.